When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning, November 14th, if you're just getting your morning started. It is really, really frosty outside. I know you've peeked out. Make sure that kids are bundled up. Make sure that they're wearing jackets this morning because it is chilly. It may even be the coldest day that we've had since we have turned into fall and cold weather, but it is absolutely a beautiful, crisp morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:37 a.m. Central Standard, 8:37 Eastern. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. But first, make sure that you're buckling up. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely and that you're watching out, staying engaged for kids standing at bus stops. Kids in our school zones, you know they're in effect until 9 a.m., help our crossing guards and our resource officers make sure that our kids cross streets safely and make sure that you stay engaged, stay off of mobile devices, and just slow down. You know what? We're headed straight toward the weekend. We hope that you have your momentum, but most of all, we hope that your morning is off to an incredibly wonderful start. And if it's not, remember, all you've got to do is make some declarations. All you've got to do is say to yourself that you expect the week to end strong. You expect today to be a good day. And when you allow yourself those good positive affirmations, I can almost guarantee that the universe will boomerang them back to you. So you know what? You can have what you say. And because we know that's true, you might as well say it. Say the week is great. It's ending strong. And we're headed straight toward the weekend. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're started this morning and you're underway. We have got an incredible show on point this morning, and it's one conversation that if you are thinking about entrepreneurship, if you are starting a new business, we want to make sure that you join this conversation. But first, let me say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. If you're looking to become a new homeowner, if you're looking to refinance, and if you're looking to qualify without all the hassle, then you'll want to phone the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage. They are on point to make your dreams a reality. And here's the number. It's 561-8020. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage. Once again, 561-8020. Also, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, you can share today and shape tomorrow through volunteerism. If you're a senior who's 55 years old or older, and you want to be a game changer in a young person's life, this is an incredible opportunity, not only to volunteer, but to get paid and to help young people. Here's the number you can phone for more information. It's 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, this morning on point, we're talking about those budding entrepreneurs. And I know we've spoken about it. We're going to continue to talk about all of those people that we like to call, you're pregnant with your destiny of a business and you're trying to figure out how to birth it. Well, we've got someone on point this morning that has got a tremendous amount of experience and understanding and helping us understand, and also talking about an event that's happening right here in Alexandria. We're joined this morning by Michael Ricks. He is the district director of the U.S. Small Business Administration right here in Louisiana, and they are hosting the Small Business Outreach in honor of Veterans Day. Michael, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So first of all, we've talked about SBA, but we want to remind people what SBA is.
SBA is an independent federal agency started in 1953 under the Eisenhower administration. And the district office does three things. We provide opportunities through our government contracting certified programs. We also provide capital access loan programs, so our guaranteed loan programs. And we also provide business counseling and education services through our counseling resource partners. Those are the three main things we do. And, of course, we're also involved in disaster assistance, but that's not something that we do as a normal course of business from the district office.
Right. And so for those people who would like to connect with the Small Business Administration and take advantage of these services, let's talk about how they can do that, how those people that are listening this morning that are thinking, you know what, I do have an idea. I am pregnant with my dream of business ownership or whatever it is, and I really just have not been able to get it off the ground.
Right. Well, anytime somebody comes to me with that statement, the first thing I would do is send them to a counseling resource partner, a small business development center, a SCORE chapter, a women's business center, and set up an appointment and meet one-on-one with a counselor. It's free. It doesn't cost you. Well, first of all, it's not free. You pay for it with your tax dollars, but you're not paying anything out of pocket as an entrepreneur to go in and talk to them. It doesn't cost you anything. And then just engage in a conversation with the counselor. You know, share your ideas, what your plans are, what you want to do. They can help you develop your business plan in such a way to maximize your probability of success. They're not going to write it for you, but they're going to guide you and tell you what you need to do. You can get marketing assistance from the Small Business Development Centers and our Counseling Resource Partners SCORE and the Women's Business Centers. You can call our office and we can give you advice. But you know, since you're here in Alexandria, it's really difficult to try and come down to New Orleans. But
we have those resources here.
And you can find them. You go to lsbdc.org. I hope that's what it is. Yeah, ORG. That's Louisiana Small Business Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they have several centers across the state. So if you're listening in and you're not in Alexandria, you happen to be someplace
right.
else, or you're on the road going home, you know, you need to go to that website and find out what the closest center is to you.
Okay. And so for this event that's held here in Alexandria today, the Small Business Outreach is honoring Veterans Day. Let's talk about that particular program.
Well, every year around Veterans Day, usually the week before and the week after, we try and focus a series of outreach events targeting veterans, you know, trying to encourage veterans, but I always like to use it, you know, my brother and sister are veterans, I'm a veteran myself. We're trying to recruit business owners, you know. We're
right.
trying to get them in, and it's important for us to bring our veterans in for a number of reasons, but I think from a pure logical standpoint, the traits, the personality traits, and the culture of mm-hmm. the military is very conducive to small business ownership. If you're going to be a small business owner, you can't be risk averse. You have to be willing to take risk. You have to also you have to be willing to put in long hours.
Right.
You know, you have to you have to have a sense of dedication
mm-hmm.
to it's more than a job.
Right.
You know, being a small business owner is more than a job. It is a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
It is a culture. It's an individual culture that you mm-hmm. and your family have to share. That's the same is true for the military. The military is not just a job. It really is a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And it's a culture. So it's not a big leap going from the military into business for yourself. And we talked offline before. We talked about families and how it's important for families to be tied in with any business venture you're doing. I got to tell you, I was in the Army for 13 years, and the military families are among the strongest I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to put up with a lot. Their spouse, their mothers or their fathers are having to be deployed for extreme lengths of time and away from them for great. It's a lot of stress.
Absolutely.
Small business ownership is a lot of stress as well. So it's not a big departure from what they're what the culture in the military. The culture in the military really does set you up for success in small business if you're willing to make that leap.
So for those veterans that are thinking, I had an idea or I have an idea, how do we help them to push past the initial, anxiety? I won't call it fear, but the anxiety of getting started. How do we help them to do that?
Well, I think through their counseling resource partners, meeting with our resource partners one-on-one, bouncing some ideas off. I think a lot of ways, you've got to differentiate between the individual. What are the motivations of the small business owner? What is it they're trying to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
Some business owners are mission oriented. They want to be the best plumber in the world, or they want to be. They have an idea of what they want to do, and that's what they want to do.
Right.
And that's fine. Then you have some entrepreneurs that say, I just want to be in business, and they really don't care what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to be their own bosses, and they want to run their own lives, or any number of reasons of why somebody goes into business. Well, you really got to, how do you approach that? So that's why it's important to meet with counselors one-on-one. How you approach that really depends on a case-by-case, individual basis.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is go meet with a counselor. Let's figure out what it is you're trying to achieve. What are your goals? What's
right.
your plan? And if it's to start a business, you don't care what it is, the counseling resource partners can give you good advice about where you're at, what sort of marketing opportunities there are here. There may be a shortage of a certain kind of business.
Let's do this, Michael. Let's take a break here. But when we come back, we're going to give people some more information about how they can connect with this event, the Small Business Outreach Honoring Veterans, and how they can connect with SBA All Told. We're going to take a break, everybody. You're on point, but we're back with more information right after this. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses.
Physicians.
Associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 5 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:05 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria, Southern Heritage Bank, their community, independently owned community bank. Are you hearing that feedback on the microphone, or is it just me? Meeting the financial needs of our community, also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get wired satellites. Remember, you can get the best wiring. You can get all the channels that you want, plus HD for life, by simply phoning Jeremy and his team at Get Wired Satellites, the number 318-767-2220. And then, as always, we want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. And Amerigroup, real solutions for you and your family when it comes to health care. Now, this morning, we're joined by Mike Ricks. He's the district director of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And we're talking about small businesses, and we're talking about loans. And there is a huge amount of money out there, Mike, for those entrepreneurs that are trying to come up and get their business started. It looks like the government has allotted somewhere around about $1.86 billion in loans. And during the break, we were talking about how easy or challenging it is to make those loans happen for an entrepreneur that's trying to start their business.
Okay, that is a good question. I know that's on everybody's mind. How do I get that money? Well, the way it works is it's the money that's available through small business lending actually pays the subsidy for the guaranteed loans that the SBA makes through our lending partners. So what has to happen is you've got to find a lender that's willing to make the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Then the SBA will come in and underwrite the loan. And where that cost savings and where that money that we're talking about, the $1.8 billion, that's used to pay the funding fee for the loans that are being made to you. So if you were to get a $150,000 loan, for example, from a bank, you go to a bank, they like your idea, they think you're bankable, they do the loan, but they're not going to do it without an SBA guarantee. They would come to the SBA, they would request a guarantee from us, we would give it to them. Since it's a $150,000 loan, it would be an 85% guaranteed loan. But prior to this, as a condition of getting the loan, you would have had to pay what we call a funding fee.
And what does that mean for people who don't know?
Right. It's 2% of the guaranteed portion. So I don't want to have to try and do math in my head, but if you're doing it, I don't either. If it's a $150,000 loan,
mm-hmm.
the SBA will guarantee 85% of that.
Okay.
So if you've got a calculator handy, you can punch it out. You can find out what it is. That's what the SBA guarantees. So if, God forbid, the loan goes into default, they can come to the SBA and they can request purchase for whatever's left on the principal.
Mm-hmm.
We will buy back at 85 cents on the dollar. Now, but you have to pay a fee on that guarantee portion. The fee is 2% of the guarantee portion. So for $150,000, I happen to know this off the top of my head, for $150,000, your fee to use SBA would have been about $2,500.
Okay.
Wow. Now you don't have to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about. So it's a misconception. There's not like a big pot of money that everybody's handing out. It's being used to pay the subsidy for the guaranteed loans that go into default. So that frees you up from having to pay a fee on these low dollar amount loans. So, $2,500 for a small business owner
is not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money, but can buy ad time on radio.
Absolutely. So
it's money that can be used by the small business
right.
owner to promote their business. So
right.
that's why we see that there's benefit to it.
Mm-hmm. And so for those people that are saying, you know what, this is something that I've been wanting to do, but I'm not sure with all of the credit changes how my credit score will affect my getting a loan. What do we say to those people?
Banks are like people. They got personalities. You know, some banks have very strict lending criteria. They have a box. If you don't fit in the box, they're not going to give you a loan. That's just the way it is. Some banks are a little bit more liberal
mm-hmm.
in their lending policies. They're a little bit more open to look at what's going on and what's happening. And you ask specifically about credit issues. Credit is important. I'm not going to try and mitigate that. I mean, you've got to have decent credit, or it's going to be really hard for you to get a loan. But if you've got credit issues, if you've got things in your credit history that are driving your score down,
mm-hmm.
if you go to the right bank, if you go to, and I'm going to say community banks and credit unions, mm-hmm. typically the smaller banks that are in your
right,
community.
Like the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union and the banks that really sponsor what we do. A lot of those banks are really, really amenable to helping
right.
people get started with their small businesses.
They're not so much concerned about whether or not you fit in that box. Mm-hmm. They're willing to take a look at what's driving your credit score down. If it's things that might have been beyond your control, if it was things that, and there was demonstration that you were trying to make it right, where if something happened and you missed some payments on a loan, mm-hmm. Did you default on that loan? Default means that they had to go to a credit agency to get collection. No, I mean, you made it right. You might have been late.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have been able to make your payments on time, but you made good on your debt.
Right.
That carries a lot of weight. It's going to drive your score down, but a bank's going to look at that and say, okay, we have somebody that's really committed to making it, really committed to paying off their obligation, which is important to them. But in contrast, if you've got like multiple bankruptcies in your past, you've got a history of abandoning your debt to creditors, you're not going to get a loan.
Right. And that's just across the board
right.
anywhere. And so for people that are listening that are saying, you know what, you're talking to me, we want to help them to get started on the road so that when they get to the point of applying for the loan, that they have everything that they need in terms of getting their business plan and getting all of their ducks sort of in a row before they even get to the point where they're asking the bank for a loan.
Right, and that's why the counseling resource partners that I mentioned to you before, all of our counseling resource partners, one of their goals is increasing the access to capital to businesses. So when we grade them on their ability to do that.
Wow.
So they're very active in trying to make sure that people get loans, or not just loans, but equity investment, any kind of money that they need to start their business. And so they're very good at helping you package loans. I mean, putting together a business plan that looks attractive to a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And banks really are looking at, I'm probably talking to a lot of people here who have seen, you can go online and get all these webinars about what banks look for in a loan, and there's everything from the 4 C's to the 5 C's to the 6 D's. I mean, there's all kinds of different,
mm-hmm.
What do banks look for?
Sort of that formula that
yeah.
they're looking for.
I'm going to make it simple. It boils down to two things. Does the bank have confidence in your business that the money that they're going to give you is going to turn into more money
right.
that can be used to service the debt? That's one. The other thing is, oh, God forbid, if this loan goes bad, is there some level of security for me, the bank, so that I can recover some of my losses? And that would be, is there sufficient collateral on the business? So you've got to really have those two things. You've got to have a viable business plan that the bank has confidence will cash flow, and you have to have at least some level of security. And the level of security that's needed is really going to depend on the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Some banks are very risk averse. They don't want to take any risk at all. Some banks are willing to, sort of push the bubble in the interest of making more loans. And you just got to find that right mix. You got to find that bank that believes in your business.
Right.
And also is willing to accept the level of security that you as the borrower can give them. Some banks don't like doing certain kinds of businesses.
Right.
And there's a long story I like to tell about when I was in Alabama as a director. We had we worked with Tuskegee University in promoting this vets to business, not veterans, but veterinarians
okay.
to business, because they have one of the best veterinary schools in the world, large animal vet clinics. And
who knew?
Yeah. Right there in Tuskegee. And they wanted to do a sort of a program for these soon-to-be graduates that are going to go off into the business world and run their own veterinary clinics. And so we put it all together for them, but we couldn't find a bank. We called banks and would say, we're doing a veterinarian clinic event for veterinarians and starting business, and oh, we don't do veterinary loans. We just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've never done one. We're looking at, let me look at my books now. No, not a single one. We talked to everybody, and it was just pure serendipity. About a month before the event, I was in Columbus, Georgia, attending the infantry conference. I'm a former infantry officer, and I was there for the infantry conference. And I ran into a guy from a small bank in Georgia, Columbus Bank and Trust, that, and I was, you were just chatting, and I was mentioning.
You pitched it to him.
I said, you know, it's funny, I can't find any banks that do veterinarian loans. What are you talking about? We love them. We love veterinarian loans. They look great. And he said, they cash flow, they pay their bills, they're great.
Uh-huh.
And I told him about the event in Tuskegee. He says, how much do you need? We'll sponsor the event. So they came in and paid for everything. Pay for lunch for everybody.
So the moral of the story is really finding.
You gotta look. Yeah.
Finding a bank that works for you. And I hear people right sort of in the radio spirit that are listening that are saying, you know what, I have my business up and going, and I've been an entrepreneur, but I need that loan to kind of grow my business, mm-hmm. to try to move into the next thing. How do we help those people?
Well, it's really the same process.
Same process.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about, well, it's not the same. Let me get me wrong. It's the same thought process,
mm-hmm.
in terms of
the same concept
of a bank. You know, what a bank is looking mm-hmm. at and what you should be looking at as a small business owner. Of course, a startup is much more difficult.
Right.
Much more difficult. And it's harder, not only harder to get started, it's also harder to fund. Because there has to be some demonstrable, we talked about it before, how much skin in the game do you have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much of your own personal wealth and commitment have you put into this project? You know, if somebody just gives you a bucket of money and says,
right.
go start a business, and there's no risk to you,
right.
the likelihood of
you
success.
You have no skin in the game.
Yeah, I mean, you fail, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to make paperclips. I mean, you're not going to be as involved in the success. Now, turn that around and say, all right, well, We'll give you $400,000. You can come up with $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about your own money that
right.
you got at risk. It's a little bit more involved. You want to make sure that you've got some skin in the game. You want to make it successful.
So, and I think that's where people sort of miss it at.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people do want to start businesses, but they don't have that skin. They don't
yeah.
have that upfront money. And we hear this from entrepreneurs or people who want to become entrepreneurs, they're like, well, if I had the money, then I wouldn't need the help.
Right.
You know, and even what may seem like a small amount, a few thousand dollars to somebody that doesn't have it, that could be, you know, a large amount of money for them.
Right. And, you know, it depends on how much you need. There's different programs that are available. I will tell you that if you're going to a traditional bank as a startup and you have limited to no assets,
right,
it's going to be very difficult for you to get a loan. First of all, with an SBA guarantee, as a startup business, if you're less than 2 years old, you have to demonstrate a 10% injection into whatever this business venture costs. So if you wanted a loan for $100,000, or say you have a project that's going to cost $100,000, you're going to need a $90,000 loan, and you're going to need to demonstrate that you've put equity
into that business.
Equity into that business before the bank can get that SBA guarantee. Now, it can be in the form of sweat equity. It can be, you know, liquid assets. It can be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to demonstrate that you've put something into that business. I mean, that's a minimum requirement. Now, without an SBA guarantee, I can tell you banks are a lot more stringent. I mean, for a startup, without an SBA guarantee, they're going to ask for a lot more than that. So you really have to what you've got to do is you've got to get some you may have to go to alternative financing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we're going to talk about in the clinic today, at least Mr. Ron Douglas is, he's our lender relations specialist that's going to make the presentation. What he's going to talk to you about is, you know, what to do. You know, some of these alternatives, like right now, I want to brag on a new lender in the state.
Let me do this. Let me get this. Well, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Axion out of Texas. They're a micro lender.
Mm-hmm.
And they made 51 microloans in the state of Louisiana last year, and they're interested in expanding and doing more up in the central part of the. They've mostly been doing loans in Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And the microlender, it's an SBA microloan program. They mitigate risk through counseling. So if you have somebody that has credit issues or you know, a low asset, and you need a loan of less than $50,000. A micro
mm-hmm.
lender is a good option for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach these micro lenders through our counseling resource partners.
Absolutely. And a lot of people really, we've sort of talked about micro lending, but a lot of people really, I don't think, have tapped into that aspect of borrowing really
right.
in this area.
Right. Well, there's a reason for it. They're not here, but they're coming. Mm-hmm. So, and it's just like anything else. If there's a demonstrable need, someone's going to fill it. Mm-hmm. So what I'm asking people to do is to reach out to the counseling resource partners if they're having trouble getting loans from banks, and they need loans of less than $50,000, go to our counseling resource partners and ask about the SBA microloan program.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's, again, if there's a demand in the area, Axion will fill it. Now, they've already told me that they're willing to do this, that they're willing to come into, you can go all over the state to make these loans, not just Baton Rouge and Birmingham. And this is going to help out a lot of the people that you're talking about.
And so today's event is really going to be sort of a clinic of sorts where people can come in and get all the information. But it's really also going to honor the veterans that may want to get their businesses started up. But it's not going to just include veterans. It's going to be for really anybody.
Right. We're not going to check cards at the door. It's for veterans, but if you're interested in coming out, then please do.
Mm-hmm.
The programs and services that we're going to discuss, there's only going to be a few that are only applicable to the veterans. You know, we'll talk a little bit about the Service Disabled Veteran-Owned Program, the benefits of being in that certified program. We're going to talk about the Patriot Express Loan Program, which is a loan program for veterans. Everything else, all the other presentations on SBA lending are going to be applicable to everyone. All the GSA federal, schedule information that's going to be out there is going to be applicable to everyone.
Now, Mike, before we got to let you go, I want you to just sort of break it down in a nutshell, because there's been a lot of information disseminated, and the thing that we don't want to do is we don't want to discourage those people that are sitting out there saying, you know, you're really talking to me this morning, but there are a lot of things that I don't have. So that the process is not so complicated, how do we help those people just to really dive in and get started in this process?
Yeah, and again, you got to come over that. You got to overcome that inertia. You know, that thing in your mind that's keeping you from taking that step forward. And I think going to outreach events like this, going to network events, go visit. Be willing to step outside your comfort zone a little bit. And I think that's important. One thing that I find very helpful to small businesses is to get engaged with their local chamber of commerce. Go, or local business development entity, organization that's in your area. You know, they're out there.
Right, and we have the incubator.
Yep, the incubator.
And we have Ms. Johnny Venardo, and we have lots
She's
of resources
yeah.
here available for people that are there to literally walk you through the steps. And our business is certainly taking advantage of that. We understand it, and I know it sounds like a deluge of information, but everything that we do in life starts with the first step.
Right.
And the first step could be this morning, attending this seminar that is going to really break down some of the issues that we've talked about and help you to better understand. It's starting at 8 o'clock. It's going to be from 8 to 12. And it is just a great resource for our community.
Yeah.
And it's going to be held downtown.
Yeah. Well, it's at the incubator.
At the incubator, at the incubator. And that's 1401 Wimbledon Court. Wimbledon Drive, right around the corner from here. And it is a beautiful facility. There's going to be a lot of resources there. Michael is going to be there along with several other people that are going to really be able to help our community break down what they need to get started.
That's right.
All right. So what, in closing, Mike, what's the most important thing that you hope that people will take away from this conversation?
That there's resources available out there to help you go forward. But you got to be willing to take that first step, and I think the first step is, going to events like this, meeting with counseling resource partners. Again, it's not going to cost you anything except time, and come out and either that or if you don't feel comfortable going to an event, go online, go to the SBA website, sba.gov, go to Louisiana, find out where our counseling resource partners are and give them a call and set up an appointment.
Absolutely. And we want to encourage those small businesses, women who are trying to step out. This is a great opportunity. There's going to be lots of resources in the room. And all you've got to do, it's sort of like double dutch. Remember when we used to play double dutch and you're kind of, you're waiting to get in? Well, you know what? Just jump in.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Rick, we want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with all this wonderful information right here with us on Point.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody, we got to get a break here, but we're back with more right after this. Stay with us.
I heard a kiss from you. Red magic satin play near.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it?
a juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official
OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity. Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals,
we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:37. The morning just flies by. It's 9:37 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents. Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, don't forget about UDB Insurance. Listen, if you have questions about the Affordable Care Act, i.e. Obamacare, what it means for you and your family, you want to find out about those tax credits. If you qualify, and plus you want to figure out how to get signed up, well, UDB Insurance and Wesley Watkins is how you can start. And for a free consultation, all you got to do is phone 318-445-9359. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. And then we want to remind you, don't forget about those free mammograms at Cabrini Hospital. At Cabrini Hospital, you can get your mammogram absolutely 100% free. If you are uninsured or underinsured, then you can go to Cabrini Hospital and get that taken care of. The number to phone, 318-483-4026. Diane Kitts is the contact person, and I went yesterday and had my mammogram. It's absolutely a beautiful facility, a great place to go in and get your mammogram done. A great team of people. And DC, while I was there, I met a lady who helped me with my mammogram. Well, she helped to get me registered and take my insurance information. And she said, you know what? I was at the pink party. Herself and some other friends had come down from Alexandria, and she said that a lady in their party had won one of the televisions. And it was such a great story because her television was stolen. Yes. And she went to the pink party, and that was one of the door prizes. So it was a great story. It's a great atmosphere to go in and have your mammogram. And all of the people are absolutely wonderful, very friendly. So remember, all you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts at 318-483-4026. Now, do you see, I want to switch back to businesses and business owners. And we were having such great conversation with Mike off the air about those businesses and those business, potential business owners. And, you know, we were saying during the break that sometimes the process seems so arduous, so hard, so challenging that people really, they don't try. They don't get the process started because it seems like you have to do so much work to get there. But we really want to encourage people to get involved with this morning's seminar. It's a small business outreach. they're going to be honoring veterans, but they're going to have more information there on how people can get their business started. And a lot of the times, people really don't want to have what Mike and the SBA calls skin in the game. They don't want to come out of themselves to get that loan. And for a lot of people, that seems to be a scary thing. And that really prohibits a lot of people from getting started. And I hope that you will look at it differently. And I hope that the information that is conveyed in these conversations will make you want to act. And even if you don't have, quote unquote, skin in the game, there's other ways that they can help you. And a lot of times you may have to save a little bit. And the reason why we understand the process, I mean, beyond words, is because we have been through that process, and we understand not knowing about if you'll have enough money or where it will come from or if you're going to take your savings to get started in a business. But, you know, we've been talking about, Jeff Olson came on this week, and he talked about the slight edge. He talked about the ripple effect, and he talked about doing those simple things and doing them consistently. So there's a lot to think about, and I think that this has just been a crescendo leading up to those people that really have it in their hearts to do something, but you just haven't been able to push yourself and get out of your own way and get started. And I'm going to tell you from experience that there's only one way to do it, and that is to do it. And as Mike was talking, I just envisioned Double Dutch. And kids probably, I never see that. You never see that anymore. Where with two jump ropes, you're turning. And people who are old school, you know what I'm talking about. And you're, both ropes are turning. And as I'm sitting here, I'm doing it. It takes me back years and years to elementary school. You're turning both ropes. And the person that's waiting to jump into Double Dutch, you know, it's like you're just effing. You're effing. You're waiting for the ropes to kind of be at that optimal peak so that you can jump in. Well, I think that starting a business is pretty much the same way. It's like Double Dutch. You're waiting to see if you're going to be successful, if you're going to be able to jump in without stopping the ropes. And sometimes, you know what, in business you jump in and the rope does stop, but it's okay. And I think that we have to allow ourselves not to be perfect. We have to give ourselves permission not to know everything and to just be open to the possibility. And I don't know who this is for, but I know it's for somebody this morning, that you have something that you're wanting to do and you're all over the place and you just don't know where to start. Well, I can tell you that Mr. Joe Page and Miss Johnny Venardo and all of the people connected with these organizations have a plethora of resources and information that they can connect you with, but you just have to go in and you have to get started. And that's the only way. And you know, Johnny Smith said it yesterday as we were talking about his book at the end of the show. He said, you know, a lot of people tried to dissuade him. A lot of people tried to discourage him and say that this wasn't what he was meant to do. Well, you know what? If you've been having something in your heart, a business or a venture that you know you're supposed to do, and you just keep putting it off, and I've said this before, eventually what you're going to see is you're going to see somebody else that is going to take your idea, and you're going to be sitting at a place that you don't like sitting at, probably doing a job that you don't like doing, and you're going to say, all I had to do was. And then you know what else you're going to say? You're going to say, that was my idea. And then you're going to be telling your spouse or your friend, remember I was saying that. Look, that's that very exact business that I was talking about. And you know what? It's because you were too afraid, you were too steeped in fear to move past yourself and past those fears and simply get started. And you know how you get help? You simply ask. And what does the word tell us? We have not because we ask not. Y'all, it's Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday night football for all of those football, high school football teams that are going to be in the playoffs. Tomorrow is the very first night. I'm super excited. It's 8:44, everybody, Central Standard, 9:44 Eastern Time. And what we say to you this morning is, let's just do it. You're on point.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program. designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carol Kinder, a financial advisor with Pathway Advisors. I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, Attorney at Law, and I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director at the YWCA, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Pat Smith, Women's Veteran Program Manager at the Alexandria VA, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Casino, owner of Run Wild, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop. It's the best stop in Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is right there in Cheneyville. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And, you know, this morning, we're all in sort of a business frame of mind. And, you know, we call the OPT Network, the Connections Network. We're connecting with people from all across the state, all across the world, to see possibility happen, you know, and it happens with starting. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about that this week, about getting started, about what it takes. And we want to just encourage you to just do it. I'm super excited about the women in this area that are business women that are doing phenomenal things, that are growing their businesses. And to see that happen and to see that there's so many resources available for each and every one of us. But, you know, we look at the people who are growing DC and growing like Darlene St. Romain. She's growing like a weed, growing and growing and growing. You know what? And there's so many other people out there that have that same potential, so many other businesses. And so we want you to connect with Alexandria's Diversity in Action. We want you to connect with the SBA and see what they have, see what's available to you and to your potential business. But the only way that you can do it is simply get started. And you can start this morning from 8 until noon. It's going to be at the incubator. no reservations needed. It's going to be, they're going to be a host of people with great information. You know, we talk about networking and what that means and meeting the right people. And Mike even had a story. You know, you just never know. You have to put yourself in the right place, in the right places, at the right time, with the right people that can make those connections for you, that can say, hey, I've got the perfect person. I've got the perfect bank. I've got the perfect lender that will be more than happy to help you. You know, you could have been literally hitting your head upside a wall over and over and over again, waiting for an opportunity. Well, this could be your opportunity. But guess what? You'll never know if you don't get out there and get involved and meet people and tell people what it is that you're trying to do. There are so many resources, so many people that would love to help you. Even getting with people who are business owners and saying, how did you get started? You know, help me through the process. Somebody that will mentor you and help you along the way and encourage you. And yesterday we were talking about surrounding yourself with like-minded people, people that support you, people that say, yes, you can. But those people in your life that ultimately will tell you the truth and be willing to receive the truth as well. So with all of that, truth and constructive criticism goes a long, long way. And when people love you, they're going to be honest with you, and they're going to tell you what it is that you're doing wrong, where you're falling short, and what you need to do to get whatever it is that you've been pregnant with, that you're trying to birth, get it up and get it started. And as I said, we are products of being helped, and we understand how daunting, how scary it can be to just get started. But you know what? Everything that grows big starts small. It starts with planting one small seed. And I'll just leave you with this. If you can't sow a seed into yourself, into what you believe in, then how can you expect anybody else to believe in it? If you can't put your own skin in the game, if you can't put your own blood, sweat, and tears in the game, then how can you expect someone else to? You got to first believe in it yourself. And maybe that's the question you need to ask yourself. Do I believe in me? Do I believe in what God gave me? And if the answer is unequivocally, absolutely, 100% yes, then you need to get on point and be at this seminar and find out how you can connect with the people to make your dreams very much a reality and to start that ripple effect. Hey, everybody, thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You already know we love you. But what you ought to know is that God loves you even more than that. So why not love yourself? And in loving yourself, invest in yourself and be the change that you want to see. Be so good that you can't be ignored. How about it? Hey, everybody, thank you so much. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We appreciate you. We thank you for joining us. And guess what? We'll see you right back here tomorrow on Friday. High school football night starting tomorrow night. And Real Women, Real Talk. Oh, man, it's going to be hot. You don't want to miss it. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.